Tom?
Hello, is Brian there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is Brian there?
Yeah, it's Brian.
Hi, Brian. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, they don't.
Okay, we can then continue in that case. And as also, I would like to ask you, in this case, sir, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
I am.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the May 21st primary election for Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Well, we vote by mail, so if I get the ballot, I guess I'd say 50-50. I haven't 50-50. Really seen the ballot, but yeah, I haven't really looked at my mail lately.
Thank you. And also, just to make sure we're speaking with the people of all ages, what is your age, please?
49.
Thank you, sir. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, or mixed?
White, Caucasian.
White, Caucasian. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations, using a scale from 0 to 100. On which a 100 means that you feel very warm, yeah, and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so as well. Janelle Bynum.
Don't know her.
Don't know her. Okay, thank you, sir. How about Jamie McLeod?
Jamie McLeod Skinner. I don't know a lot about her. I don't follow local politics that closely, but I would say, generally positive. I don't know enough to say really, but generally
any
positive.
Any number between 0 to, I mean, if it's very positive, in that
75.
Case, 75, right? Okay, thank you so much,
sure.
Sir. And now, I know it's still a couple of weeks away, but if the May 21st primary election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Jamie McLeod Skinner or Janelle Bynum?
Well, if Janelle Bynum's the Republican, I would have to say McLeod Skinner. If they're both Democrats, I'll have to read a little more.
Okay, so you would say, in this case, Jamie McLeod Skinner, right?
If Bynum is the Republican, yeah, I don't know enough about her, but yeah, for sure.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Janelle Bynum?
I have not.
Okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year of schooling would be some college, 2 years of, two and a half years of community college.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated,
married.
Divorced, or married? You're married. I thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Well, thank you.